Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short the line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Down, down.
You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy Father Time holding it down once again. Is that a Wick I see? Wick?
What's good, my brother?
What's up, man?
Shit, still out here, man. Cato's the first coach goddamn fan in goddamn Minnesota at the training camp. You know what I'm saying? Representing my coach. With my coach hat on, my coach thing. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So what you... They put y'all up for a couple of days there or something?
Yeah, we here for 7 days.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up. What's been up with you, bro?
Chilling. You know, after the great Vegas trip you gave me.
The great what?
The great Vegas trip you gave me.
Yeah. I don't talk about that shit.
Oh, I had a ball, dude. I appreciate that shit, my nigga. But other than that, I'm going to have to start listening because my white boss going to come in, so we just listening right now, man. All right.
So I can
ask you some questions, not too many. If I'm not on here saying that, that's because my boss is here.
All right. It's all gravy. It's all gravy.
But I am on here to
talk to you. All right. That's what's up. I'm about to go into a song. Let me see what I feel like hearing tonight. Let me roll through my list here.
Don't you put no BS on, man. Don't you put
right,
no
man.
BS on. Put some good listening music on, man. I'm working here.
It's just, you forget, man. It's my show. I can listen to what the hell I want to listen to. What's happening, Carla? Who this? Is this Mick?
Yeah, this is Mick. I just want to say, hey, what's up, Father Time? What's up, Wick?
I guess his boss walked in.
I went to the bathroom, y'all. Went to the bathroom. I'm good. What's going on, Wick? My goddamn white face.
Just chilling at work too. I'm just sneaking in for a minute. Shit.
Yeah, you know, gotta represent Sin City. That's what we do.
Always.
We going sneak at work, goddamn, and listen to Sin City.
Yeah, I be on all the time, but I can't even chime in now because these motherfuckers be up under me.
Man, I'm up here in Whiteville too.
Damn.
So what's going on, Father Town? What's the circuit for today?
The subject right there is me trying to find a song, something that I want to hear.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm
saying? I know it's that old school.
You know it's
old
school.
Hey, it's going to be old school and probably some R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's okay.
You damn Skippy.
I ain't mad at you because I'm going to get out of here.
All right, I'm about to fuck with my boy. I'm gonna hit y'all off with this little young
girl.
Y'all, welcome back. Everybody, stay with me. Am I rolling solo? All right, I can do that. I can do that. I'm used to rolling solo. All right, y'all. Check this out. I just read an article. See, I don't know if y'all know who Ronda Rousey is, but she's like the baddest woman on walking the face of Earth. She's all that and a bag of bones. What's up, dog?
What's happening, brother? What's happening?
I can't call it, man. I can't call it.
All right,
welcome.
My bad, dog. I actually, man, I've been ripping and running, man. Just in that, what's going on, y'all? What's going on, everybody?
What's happening, Janine?
Hey.
You know, let me ask you a question, Janine. You live in Indy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, how long you been living out there?
It's almost 4 years now.
You've been living in Indianapolis almost 4 years?
Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but I'm just curious. Don't you think it's time you change your damn number?
I don't need to change my number. Why would I change my number and get a new number that don't nobody know? Then I have to start all over again.
Well, see, you throw me off with this Illinois area code and shit. I'm like, she live in Indiana. Why the fuck she got an Illinois area code? Somebody looking for you?
I don't know. It might be.
What's going on, Janine?
Hey.
What's the deal, man?
Shit, sneaking at work, right, listening to y'all. I'm missing shit.
I got a quick question, man. I read this article. It's really not pertaining to stuff that we talk about on the show, but I had to share it. I got to share it. Everybody know who Ronda Rousey is, right?
The MMA fighter?
Right? Yeah, the baddest woman on the planet with them hands. All right. She tough. She bad. She beat the hell out of she beat the hell out of a female. But why is she trying to get Mayweather in the ring?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What is the? I mean, she's good. She'll beat the average bitch ass. But this Mayweather, this a man.
But y'all would watch it though. If they did it, y'all would definitely watch it.
I wouldn't even entertain the idea if I was him. I mean, if you lose. He's in a lose-lose situation altogether.
Yeah.
If you win, you beat up a woman. If you lose, you lost to a fucking woman.
True.
So he's in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, but you can't keep letting him talk all this shit.
Yes, I would. I mean, that... What do I win out of this? Nothing. I win nothing out of this.
She finds some haymakers at his ass, though.
Go ahead, bitch. Keep talking. I'm 300 million, and you, how much you got? Really? Go ahead. Go on, keep talking.
You pay to see it?
No.
If it happened, would you order it?
No, I wouldn't order it.
Janine, would you order it?
I would want to see it. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. A lot of people want to see that shit. Like, yeah, right. Like, she really going to try to fight him. So, of course, I mean, it's a good gimmick is what I'm saying.
Oh, it's a hell of a gimmick. Mm-hmm. She don't stand a chance against that man. I mean, if she catching one good time, she might have a slim shot. But I mean, it's grown ass men that can't hit that motherfucker. So what makes her think she can?
But my thing is, it would look bad on him
all the way around.
She's
not a fighter. That's
you
not
fighting
what
a woman.
What she's good at. She ain't good for her hands. She's good for taking down people and giving them an arm bar. Now, she'll make his ass tap out. Now, he'll knock her ass out.
What way do you win?
You're right, Cass. It's a win-win. It's a win-loss situation for him. He can get paid for it.
It's a lose-lose situation.
I mean, he can get paid for it. He don't need the money.
Exactly. I'm $300 million.
Right,
I'm $300 million ahead of the game.
Hold on a second, y'all. Hold on. Let me bring in Marley.
Soft ass niggas, bro. I tell you, man. Them soft ass niggas, you know, don't make no sense.
Threw me off for him, man. I'm like, what the hell he talking about? He's talking about last night.
Marley, I gotta call me off guard.
All right, Marty, would you pay to see the fight?
No, I wouldn't pay to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like Cass said, it's a lose-lose situation for him. And, you know, boxing and that MMA shit is two different ways of fighting. So,
I mean, cause can you imagine if he hit her too hard?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lose-lose situation. What if you hit her too hard? And regardless, if she was talking all that shit and was the one who wanted to fight, he gonna look bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he used to whooping hoes ass, so.
There you go, man. You always want to throw that. I mean, all right. Right, him and his baby mama had a fight. Hell, there's a lot of these motherfuckers that probably need an open hand slap to the mouth. But shit, I mean, damn.
All I'm saying is, I understand her point. You know what I'm saying? You jumping on women that don't know how to fight, come and fight a woman that do know how to fight. I understand exactly what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. Y'all, you know what? Nah, I'm not defending him for his actions. I'm not defending him at all. I mean, he did it. He went to jail for it. All right.
True, he did go to jail.
So, I mean, what the fuck else you want him to do? Ain't like he just running around here rampant, whooping bitches' ass. He did his time. Now, I mean, ain't nobody defending it. He went to jail.
That's true. He did. He did his time.
Right. So, I mean, bitch, get your ass. Go move around.
Well, all I'm saying is I would pay to see it, because if she take him down, it's over. It's over. You cancel Christmas, because he don't tap.
Okay.
I mean, but they can't do that kind of fighting, right? If she wants to box, then she would have to box, right? She can't do her style of fighting in boxing.
No, she going to make Mayweather do her style. She ain't going to stand in the ring with Mayweather boxing.
Hey,
she wasted her chance.
That's what I'm thinking.
She get pulled off quick.
So why would he do fight if that ain't what he do?
Because I think maybe she has an ego. I think he wants to. He's the type of motherfucker that say, you know what? I'm going to prove to everybody. I'm going to beat this bitch ass. I think that's how he thinks.
And you know what's so fucked up? I believe that too. Cause you know you make money from it. I believe he's looking at the money, not the fight.
The payday.
The one thing y'all not understanding about that dude is, yeah, he wants his money. He wants this, but he also wants to go down as being one of the greatest of all time. Do you really think fighting a woman, that would tarnish what legacy that he do have?
That's why you do it at a celebrity death match, one of them type of shows.
Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody doing no dumb shit like that. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's make a bet. I bet either one of y'all $100 right now. Let's write this date down. $100 that he will not take that fight.
Nigga, you still owe me $2,000 for jumping out the window. Fuck you. You still owe me $2,000 jumping out the window when you told on me, nigga. Fuck you.
You better watch your tone, son.
Ain't that about
the bitch? Well, I don't think he would entertain fighting. I think he would, but I don't think it, I think somebody, one of his people would be like, look at him, man, think about this shit. We can't do this.
No. He may talk shit. Hell, we all talk shit. You talking all this shit about me. Yeah, I'll probably be like, man, this bitch going to make me slap the shit out of her. But overall, am I going to do it? No. I mean, come on, man. I mean, like I said, you got to be a goddamn fool to lose. I mean, here you are, regardless to what everybody want to say, you're going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. You are. I mean, you what, 47 and, what is it, 47, 48 and zero?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not going
to fight. Right. Not only are you going to go down as one of the greatest of all time, you're also going to go down as one of the richest boxers of all time. Come on, man. You got a legacy. You going to tarnish your legacy by fucking with a female who got a chip on her shoulder? The hell no. Fuck you, bitch. Get your crazy ass on. That's why your man don't want you now, ho.
Damn.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fuck her because you get her mad. Next thing you know, you need a fucking arm bar. Give me the damn arm, bro.
I'm just saying, man.
Marty, I don't mean to cut you off, but well, damn, Cass, that's how you feel about her?
Goddamn right. I don't have nothing to, I mean, because it's now you doing too much. It's the old additive trying to step, you trying to step out your motherfucking character. You trying to step out. That's what's wrong with the motherfucking, that's what's wrong with these motherfucking women now. You better stay your ass in a motherfucking woman's place. And a woman's place ain't to be in no motherfucking ring fighting a man.
Man, I think you need a hug or a drink or something.
No, man, I don't need no hug. I just get tired of hearing that shit. I just get sick. No, it's not the fact I need a hug, man. Honestly and truly, I really get tired of hearing that shit. I really do. I mean, because
you just slammed her, really.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck her. Throw your ass in a woman's place. Because that's what's wrong. I mean, dog, look here. Y'all can say I'm a chauvinist. Y'all can say whatever. But I just think certain things a woman should not partake in. Fighting a man is one of them. I mean, then you sit down and then, I mean, you steady constantly trying to provoke him. Now, what if he punched their ass in that motherfucking face? Then what?
Then she gonna sue his ass.
Exactly. That's all you trying to do is get some money, bitch. You're on top of the world. Reap the spoils of you doing what you doing. Fight Layla Ali. Shit, go after somebody like that. Don't go after Floyd.
Mm-hmm. She could keep making movies. She
did
good and expendable.
There you go. Yeah. Make movies. Do something. Yeah, but when they said cut, they stopped.
Exactly. I know it's a movie. I'm just saying she did good in the movie.
Hey, I got a good question. Why in the world is man, but they call Bruce Jenner beautiful?
You know what, man?
You say that again, man.
What did you say? I missed that. Y'all got to be a little bit louder because I'm trying to.
Well, you know what? You got to be a little bit quieter. If you be a little bit quieter, you can hear him.
How did he call her? What did he call Serena Williams? Beautiful. I mean, mannish. And call Bruce Jenner beautiful.
You know what? In all honesty, that's some. And you know what? Because if it was RuPaul, they'd be talking crazy than the motherfucker about him. But because it's Bruce Jenner and he didn't, the motherfucking Kardashians drove his ass crazy.
They known to do that to people, especially men. Some women are known to drive men to do some crazy shit.
Oh, my God. What is this, Woman Bashers thing?
Woman Bashers Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
That's
y'all
know.
Janine, did y'all just call Bruce Jenner a woman? That is not a woman. That motherfucker's name is Bruce.
I don't believe it, but I don't call a nigga beautiful. I call him a damn man. You know?
He's a man.
What? I mean, I think, me personally, I think he done went fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name now? Carly? Carly, Kylie? What the fuck is his name?
Caitlin.
Caitlin? Crazy Caitlin. You got to be a crazy. I mean, the way that America embraced this, you know what? By the time you said we need to try to be a little bit more politically correct, so I'm not going to even say the word that I was that I really want to say. But I mean, come on. I mean, really? What you say to? Well, I feel the AC coming out of me every time we talk about this dude.
I mean, it's Sin City. Say what you got to say.
I mean, okay, you know what? This is my thing. You didn't let this motherfucking punk then turn the world up on his ear and everybody embracing this motherfucker. Come on, man. You know what? Now, okay, hold up. He's an athlete. Let him fight his ass. I mean, shit, let him fight him.
She tear his ass up, man.
Well, he ain't no fighter.
He's an athlete. I mean, I'm just saying. You think he ain't smacked that mama around a couple of times?
No, I don't believe so.
Shit, he didn't smack that bitch.
No,
man, come on. That she fucking everything up under the sun, making him look like a jackass for all them years. He didn't smack
that
mama.
That's why he didn't fight. That's why he turned tired.
That's why
he couldn't stand her. Janine, I'm going to tell you right now, with all the shit that she did, even the calmest motherfucker would have gave her at least one open hand smack to the mouth. At least one.
Well, they did the man bad, so. But you know what? I blame him, man, because he the one that sat there and took that shit.
Uh-huh.
He could have been left. You know what I'm saying? You know she out there doing everybody under the sun and all brothers. The whole family, they don't fuck with nothing but brothers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you know she out there doing all that shit, but you sit there and take it for 20 years? Man, that's your fault.
Now, what if he wasn't giving her none, though? Because he don't like, maybe he stopped liking women.
Damn. But she's doing everybody, so she don't want none anyway.
She ain't doing everybody.
I disagree. You can't say how love do a person, dude. You can't do that. Can't do that, Father Ty. Because I just see some strange things with love, dude. You can't say that. You can't say what a person would do for love, dude.
Okay. Bullshit, I mean,
man.
Okay. I can give you that one. I can give you that one. But, I mean, come on, man. This motherfucker. I mean, now I've heard Jadine say this plenty of times. If you're unhappy, if you're that unhappy, get a divorce or just leave. But if you done got that unhappy, when you done changed your whole sex.
How about that? How she feel about herself? She made this motherfucker turn gay, dude. I mean, not gay. She made him turn to a whole nother woman. He didn't turn gay. He went to a whole nother sex. So
what that tells you about her then?
I disagree.
I'm saying made her feel a certain way. It made her feel a certain way, but she's been saying he been like this since forever. Nobody was listening.
He didn't say, I want to be a woman. He been thinking about that since he was about three.
Mm-hmm. He said since he was younger, he been thinking about it.
Yeah, you don't wake up and just one day and say, hey, I'm going to be a woman today. No, I don't think it works like that.
But to hide it for 20-something, what was it, 20, 30 years, dude?
Who says he was hiding it? He may have been hiding it from the public, but I guarantee you they knew.
True that.
Yeah, because they said he was dressed up in women's clothes at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. See, we didn't know that shit, but they knew. So he wasn't hiding it.
That shit would have been came out in divorce court. Judge asked me what you want divorce for because that motherfucker he wearing our shit.
Right.
Our clothes.
He done stressed out about all her shoes.
Hey, maybe they wore the same dress size. That's why
you
fucked with
them. No, I mean, now, hold on. Let me ask. Can you deal with a bisexual man?
Not me. I mean, some people can.
You're the only one that's going to answer that question.
Cass, that is not bisexual, dude. That is gay.
I was just asking. I'm not talking about him, period. I'm just saying, do you know any women that deal with bisexual men?
I don't know any, but I know there are some. I know there are some out there. Just like Bruce Jenner's first wife. She said he told her. They got divorced over other stuff. She said she was willing to accept who he was. She said he was doing that back then with the first wife. So that was his best option. I don't know why they got divorced.
I don't know. That was just crazy to me.
Who the fuck would want to fuck with a bisexual man?
That's it. I mean, you do have them.
But you know what? You can't really call a bisexual man gay, though.
Exactly.
I don't think you can describe them as gay because they like women, too. A gay person only likes a person of the same, you know what I'm saying, the same sex. Bisexual, like both of them. So you can't call them gay.
Okay. You put your dick inside another man or another man put his dick inside you, you're gay to me.
But he claimed he don't do that. He claimed he don't do other men.
Okay. Now, so what do he want? A stud or something? That's what I'm saying. What is his preference?
I have no idea. But he sure did. He said he don't want, he never slept with a man, and he don't want to be with a man. So I don't know.
What's the purpose of turning into a woman? I mean, you turn into a woman because you want a man.
Could you imagine that being your dad? I mean, just imagine that being your dad.
My father died the day he had that motherfucking operation. After the day my father died that day.
Right, he died on the table.
I ain't no way I'm going to claim that motherfucker's my dad. I'm changing my last name and everything. I don't want nothing to do with his ass. I mean, come on. Well, how you going to raise me to be a man and you want to be a woman all your damn life?
Well, why
that's
do you think
crazy.
So? I don't know. But can you imagine? It's people out there that... Okay, so the people that's down low, are they raising them to be men or down low brothers? or, you know, men, or down low men.
Yeah, but in down low men considered bisexual because they like men and women.
But they pretending. So, I mean, at home, I wonder, are they acting a certain way around the boys? I mean, think about it. Are they acting a certain way around the boys than they would for the girls?
Good question.
Because that's what they pretty much do when they go out. They act different with they, you know, with they, because they sneaking around.
Yeah, but you sneaking around with other men, though.
Yeah.
Come on. But you my daddy at the same time?
So I could just imagine what he's teaching him.
I wouldn't claim his ass. That motherfucker is not my father. He is not my daddy. Ain't your daddy Chris Jenner? Nope. Mm-mm. No siree, Bob. You know what I mean? I mean, what do the kids call you? Granddaddy or grandma now? You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
Northwest. What's she going to call them? Granddaddy or grandma?
Well, technically,
I mean? She got three
grandmas.
She ain't
got to call them. Technically, she ain't got to call him shit because that really ain't his granddaddy. I mean, that ain't her granddaddy. Dude, I would cut that motherfucker off. I would, he wouldn't, if I was Kanye, hey. North ain't going around now. Every time he come, North's going south. North is not coming fucking with him or it or whatever the fuck it is.
All right, well, let's subtract her because she's still a little baby. But what about, you know, the older kids that got the, you know, the teenagers? You know what I mean? You the first
now,
girl
wait a
on
minute.
Earth that got three
hold
grandmamas.
On.
You got three
hold
grandmamas.
Hold on, dog. Now, let me ask you. Ain't one of, like, the younger kids, ain't those his kids? The one that go with Tiger or Tigger or whatever the fuck that boy name is? They're Jenner's,
yeah,
right?
Kylie girl. That's his biological daughter, Kylie Jenner. His kid. But look at her. She fucked up in the head, too.
Well, damn, look who you had to... Look who you pattern... Look who your patterns are. Kim, they got caught doing sex tapes. Chloe, she done drove Lamar to crack.
She fuck around with dude from Houston now. The beard.
Yeah, James Harden. You know, and you know what? The thing about it that I have learned about them, y'all can say what you want about them, but they love them some black dick.
Yeah, they only fuck with brothers. They only fuck with brothers. Even their mom. She get it from her mama.
Well, you know, Michelle, you know, after she, hey, after OJ, she was like, hey, shit, I need more black dick in my life.
Well, one of them fuck around with a white boy, though, so.
One of them go out with a white guy. The rest of them only do brothers. The famous ones anyway.
But you know what? I like, you know, what the hell are they famous for?
Being hoes.
I mean, they really not famous for, they just famous for doing dumb shit. That's how they got famous.
I mean, their dad, he was part of the drinking team.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was their dad?
I can't remember his name, but he was on the lawyer on Johnny Cochran's dream team. For OJ?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I thought when you said dream team, I'm thinking about Jordan, man.
This motherfucker actually thought that he was playing with Jordan now. Okay.
I'm thinking you talk about the USA dream team. That's why I'm saying, well, who the fuck is their daddy? I know everybody on that team.
Nah,
Bird,
nah.
Magic.
Man,
I read an article, dog. Magic Johnson actually donated blood.
You know what? You stupid.
I'm serious, dude. I'm serious. Magic donating blood, dog.
I seen the meme. I seen that meme.
Nah, this was an article, dude.
I know, but I'm just saying. I seen it. I mean.
Well, you know Magic don't got it anymore.
I don't think he ever had it.
He don't have it anymore. He probably had it, but they gave him the drugs that rich people get. He don't have it anymore.
I don't think he ever had it, man. That motherfucker
right
didn't lose no weight, nothing.
That motherfucker gained weight when he got goddamn AIDS. Have y'all seen
right. His
gay son?
Oh, that motherfucker's gay as all outdoors. He all the way out of the closet.
Oh, the new James?
This
ooh,
motherfucker
new James is
so feminine. He's a feminine ass man.
Magic Johnson.
Oh, Magic
Johnson. Yeah, he's out there.
That motherfucker gone.
Yeah, he's out there.
That motherfucker's gone. I'm sorry,
I'm just going to say, yeah, he's out there. I ain't going to go that far and say gone. He's just out there, dude.
What they say? They say he look like one of them mothers who don't take no shit.
Hey, I seen that on the post. That's kind of fucked up, though.
I mean, it's fucked up because he looks like he should be playing football or something.
That's a big gay dude.
Do y'all see
some big as hell.
He be wearing that dress stuff, which I don't understand. What the fuck is going on with the world, man? Niggas wearing dresses? That's
no, they've been doing that for the last few years.
Yeah,
that
shit's
been going on for
now?
A few years now.
I don't understand that shit.
Just remember, y'all heard it first. Within the next year or so, Magic Johnson's son and Will Smith's son gonna be dating. Mark my words.
Which one, Father Ty?
The little gay one.
What's a little gay? I didn't know he had a gay son. Yeah, I bet lost. What's
well,
gay?
Well, hold on, man. Hold on. We're not going to sit here and just say.
Gay.
Hold on. Stop. The Karate Kid? Boy, what the fuck are you talking about? No, man. We're not going to say that Jaden is gay.
That's a Karate Kid.
That's allegedly. That's allegedly. There's never been no him coming out saying he's gay, man. You're going to get us sued one day.
Hey, we got a new caller. Caller, what's up? Is this Jaden? Jaden?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Caller, what's happening? Who this? 317?
You made him hang up talking about his Jaden.
Okay. I fucked up part if that was their name for real.
Oh, was it? Oh, whoa.
No, I'm just saying. That would have been fucked up.
It was,
man,
just a joke. 317, sorry.
That Jaden was gay. You'd have made that Jaden mad. What if he is gay?
I'm just saying, man. The dude, he shows, as far as I see, the dude shows feminine tendencies. You know what I mean? You know, it's just like when we was growing up, you always had that one kid that kind of act feminine, but you really didn't know. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, Jaden not out there like, well, I don't see Jaden out there like that.
What do you see him, period?
The last thing I see Jaden in was that fake-ass movie they made, dude, that was terrible.
No, I'm talking about as far as, you know, wearing the dresses and shit. You should see the, some of the shit this motherfucker be wearing.
Well,
I mean, okay,
Kanye, it was at one point in time, Kanye was wearing dresses.
Oh, you know, everybody know he gay.
I don't think Kanye is gay. I mean, R. Kelly, he was wearing those, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, that fashion shit, we don't indulge in it because that's not us, but these motherfuckers do some weird shit.
You just got to draw the line when you're a grown-ass male and you're coming out wearing a skirt. You got to draw the line. Now, I can see if you're one of them bagpipe-blowing motherfuckers with a little kilt on and shit. Okay, I understand that. But you wearing the same skirt that my wife be wearing? You gotta draw a line.
That should be the line.
You know what I'm saying?
Skinny
jeans. You know the motherfucker. How you sag them tight ass skinny jeans, man? That shit is, it's just incredible to me. How do you sag some tight ass skinny? The motherfuckers are skin tight on.
How you sag pants anyway? Motherfuckers don't know what sagging pants mean when you locked up, dude. You sagging pants?
Yeah,
that
they
mean
do.
You
they
open,
know. Motherfuckers know what that shit mean. Everybody know what that shit mean nowadays, dog. Motherfuckers still choose to sag. But I don't know how you sag them tight ass pants. I see this one motherfucker with a belt on sagging. How the fuck you got a belt on and you still sagging? It's just incredible to me, man. That's some dumb ass shit to me.
That young shit.
I mean, that's one flat out. I'm not into no tight ass fucking jeans. My shit fit me, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with all that shit, man. I ain't wearing no motherfucking skirt. I'm not doing that shit. I don't give a fuck how much money I got. I ain't doing it.
We ain't gonna do
that's
the
all
skirt.
I'm saying.
You ain't gonna do the skirt.
Nah, man, I'm not doing that shit, man. Unless I'm playing some bagpipes. That's the only time I'm wearing a skirt, and I don't do bagpipes.
Hey, man, are
you
up?
Because I
keep getting messages from Selena saying that you're ignoring her pressing one, and you keep ignoring her.
I'm not ignoring her. I don't see her pressing one. I tried to bring her in the first time she hung up. Ain't nobody up. She's not on the switchboard, man, so I don't know what she's talking about. I'm looking at the switchboard right now.
Okay, let me ask something. Now, I seen some things on Facebook today. Like, Janine, you being a woman, and, I mean, you know, you're a nice-looking woman. You know what I'm saying? You nice legs on you or whatnot. But if you thought that you look, let's just say you didn't look up to par, would you still keep constantly posting pictures on Facebook?
No.
Or any media site, any social site for that matter.
I mean, if they like general pictures where, you know, a bunch of us are together or something like that. But some people might think they look good. I mean, just because you don't think they look good.
Yeah, you can't kill
them. I was just going to say that.
I mean, Some people think they look better than what
they do. The picture that you
post
is a picture that you like.
They
so you must think you look good in it because you
like
posted it.
You know what?
You know
fuck
what I mean?
All y'all said. Yeah, motherfuckers, I'm just asking the damn question.
Would be different from your
I'm just
heart.
Saying, Cass.
I was asking because the simple fact is that a lot of times, a lot of people be having people. A lot of people be posting pictures.
Hello?
A lot of people like be trying to take advantage, you know, like, you know, like talk shit to people. Like, oh yeah, go and put that picture up. And then you like, okay, well, you know, that picture just don't look right. That's
I'm
all I'm saying.
I be seeing this.
You
girl
are so
she ugly
up,
as hell.
Dude.
She ugly
you
as hell,
so
but somebody must have told her. Somebody told her she was cute because she be poking her lips out. You know, like she kissed somebody on her picture. I'm like, ugh, them old pink lips. She black as hell with them old bright pink lips. Ugh.
Ooh, I know who you talking about.
You do not know who I'm talking about.
I bet I do.
So somebody must have told her she got kids and all that. So somebody told her she was cute.
My thing is, of course, and none of us are supermodels and none of us, but, you know, I just think, like, some people just need to stay in their lane.
Maybe
I'm just
a supermodel.
No, the fuck, you can't.
Don't hate because your fat ass can't be one. Don't hate.
Hold on, y'all.
We
got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? What's up?
Who this?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's Drew.
Drew, did you ever find old boy?
Who?
That soft motherfucker.
Nah, man, he blocked me on Facebook.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up. Fuck it.
All right, Drew, let me ask you. Now, we got people that, like, you got a Facebook page, you know. You see people that post pictures. I mean, some pictures, like y'all say, everyday pictures. But if you, I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. I guess my definition of sexy and other people's definition of sexy is just totally different.
Yeah, that's true, bro. Everybody's sexy is different.
If I weigh 500 pounds, I'm not posting no picture of me just hanging out with my stomach. And I got a little dick. I'm not finna be posting no pictures like that.
Hell no. Nah. Ain't nothing sexy about that. Hell no.
Nah. You got left your stomach to see your dick?
Right. What the fuck am I posting this picture for?
Somebody said that was sexy?
Well, Wick said it might be.
Number one. I'm not looking at no motherfucker pulling up his thing and trying to show his dick for number one. So I would never think about that. Number two, you know, lifting up your stomach and showing your pussy is different. Now let me get back to working while you trying to throw me off, you motherfucker. You talking about
Wick,
that dick.
Wick, I gotta ask
you.
What job are you working at?
Oh, I'm at right now. We at Mankato doing the Viking trading.
you where? Doing what?
Man, what the fuck is this shit I'm watching?
Wait a minute. What did you just say you was doing? Okay, whatever he's doing, Father Time, we're not going there.
He dropped off.
I don't give a fuck. Whatever he's doing, whatever he's working at, don't take me there. If that motherfucker's doing a concert or something, do not take me there.
Oh, my bad, man. I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, man.
My point exactly. My point exactly. Do not take. What the fuck is you working at so we know not to go there?
Oh, Matt Cato's State, man.
See? And this motherfucker put up stages for a living. Can you imagine Garth Brooks getting on that stage after Wick they put it up?
No, you just worried about being you worried about being under that stage after I put it up.
My point exactly. Shit.
That's
my whole point.
Bruce Jenner is sick.
That's what you're worried about.
That nigga sick.
What you say, what you talking about, man?
Oh, that Bruce Jenner shit. I'm watching the Espy. They finna give Bruce Jenner this motherfucking award.
No, man, that's bullshit, man. That little girl should have got it, man.
Man, niggas been dressing up as women for hundreds of years. All of a sudden, now a motherfucker get an award for this shit. Man, I'm missing me with that bullshit.
Hey, look for the next thing. Look for a woman in the NBA next. Next 2 years, you have a woman in the NBA.
I think it's a female player right now that should be in the NBA.
Who?
Maya Moore.
Maya Moore. I think Maya Moore can hold herself in the NBA. I think so too.
Yeah, she's a bad. Yeah, that's a bad ass wrong, dude.
Where's the women? That's some bullshit.
This
nigga lost his motherfucking mind.
Yeah.
So hey, don't blame me.
I ain't fucking with y'all. All
right, Janine, let me ask you a question. I read this story too. All right, let's say you at Walmart, right? You know, it'd be a lot of fights at Walmart all of a sudden lately. And kids are jumping into the fights to help their mama. Now, if you was my mama, I helped you in the fight. Should they take me from you? Isn't that what I'm supposed to do? Help my mama? Anybody?
You asked your name.
I know, but she giving me
the
creep.
Oh, you asked me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
And when that bitch try to come get my kids, I know. And when she try to come get my kids, we gonna beat that bitch ass too. My kids ain't going nowhere. So unless they went to the house and they found something else wrong at her home, I don't see that being no reason for no kids to be taken because they got into a fight trying to protect their mom.
Now I agree with everything you just said. I just wanted to get a woman's perspective on it.
And so if I feel like I'm not doing nothing to my kids and I'm tobacco and they come to the house, I'm gonna beat the shit out that bitch too. And then we all gonna be in jail. That's fine.
Damn.
Okay.
Jumping on a social worker too? Fuck it, y'all whooping everybody ass.
Oh yeah, sure is. She gonna have a reason. There go your reason. Dad, you wanna say my kids? There go your reason.
Okay, so so that one incident in Walmart where the woman got to fighting, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's been a couple of them, man, where the kids got involved. I've seen two where the kids got involved, start swinging too. And, you know, people are saying that these women should lose their kids. I think that's bullshit. Because if my mama fight, I'm jumping in it too. I don't care how old I am.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how you raise. You protect your mom and your sisters.
Yeah.
You know, fuck your brother. He should protect himself. But you're supposed to protect your mom and your sisters. You're supposed to do that. That's your job.
I agree.
But, you know, you got all these motherfuckers talking about how kids need to be taken and, you know, they raising the kids wrong. Man, fuck that. So I can just come over there and slap the hell out your mama and you ain't going to do shit. Get the fuck out of here.
You got to realize we grew up in a different era, man. We grew up in an era where, you know, that's what, you know, that's what we was raised to do. But,
yeah,
you know.
Well. You help my daughter, I helped my daughter fight one time.
You helped her?
Yeah, my daughter, because they tried to jump her. Three girls tried to come over our house and jump her. I threw that bitch so far.
That's fucked up.
I ain't punching though, but I threw the shit out that little girl. So did.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with you. I got all girls, so I probably wouldn't jump in the fight. But if I had a son, and you motherfuckers call yourself trying to jump my son, I'm swinging hard. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm knocking these little bastards clean the fuck out.
You can't do shit like that nowadays.
Shit.
You might not be wrong, but you're going to jail.
I will. Take me to jail.
Going to jail.
Take me to jail. I mean, shit. I mean, wasn't you just in a scenario like that not too long ago?
Yeah, I was.
I remember you just said it on the show, so shit. I mean, hell.
I'm just glad I didn't do nothing because I didn't want to go to jail, but I wasn't going to let. They're like 30 of them motherfuckers out there, man. I wasn't going to let that shit jump off.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Wasn't.
But I didn't want to go to jail at the same time. But
you
I wasn't going to let these motherfuckers run up in my house. Huh?
Man, we'd have two that motherfucking neighborhood up, dude.
And you know what? In all aspects, had you told they ass off, dog, they had it coming. These motherfuckers
you know,
gonna try to run up in your motherfucking house, and you sitting there trying to be an adult about it, and these motherfuckers
hey,
want to try to say, "Well, fuck you, yeah, man."
Hey,
you should.
Hey, Cass, he came and got the most uncommon motherfucker, the most uncommon motherfucker he can get.
No, you know why I came and got you, man? I'm gonna tell you why I came and got you because I knew you weren't gonna ask no questions.
Of course, I was. I'll cuss you out later.
Hello?
Hey, we got a new caller. Selena, what's happening?
Hi.
I tried to bring you in
Hello.
Last time. You hung up.
I was on there, but nobody heard me screaming.
All right, well, I got you. All right, Janine, there you go. There you go, Janine.
I know y'all ain't been doing nothing but bashing women and talking about sports.
Janine was asking
what y'all talking about.
No, I didn't bash a woman today. I did not bash a woman today.
These all no good broads. These all ain't loyal.
Why, of course. This is Sin City. I forgot where I was.
Nah, it ain't that bad. We ain't been that bad. Now, maybe. We might got a little bit overboard on the sports talk, but we ain't been that bad. Now.
What y'all talking about?
Now, okay, what I'm about to ask you, motherfucker. Now. Okay. Let's talk about this internet thing. Jealousy across the internet. Now. I done seen motherfuckers actually. Now, Janine, you done been part of groups. You got pages, you know, whatnot. Now, I can honestly say, and Father Time, Janine, Selena, y'all all got to agree with me on this. When we had Sin City going, we didn't have no animosity on that motherfucker. And if we did, I didn't know about it. Am I right?
True.
Now,
yeah,
and my thing is, like, now, it's like motherfuckers making up groups and doing this and doing that, and how the fuck are you having animosity against a motherfucker you never met a day in your life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How's that going? And I mean, I'm not trying to bash, but it's the women that's doing this.
You are, no, last.
Come on now. There's more women doing this bashing it. Now, men may get on there and say some shit. He may say some shit to you, but he ain't going to just get on there and just, oh, fuck that nigga. Hit. You know, okay, let's just say, for instance, you get on there, you know. Now, a woman to put a, let's just say a woman to post a pic. Now, the picture might be provocative, you know. A woman will get on there and be like, ugh, why the fuck that bitch on here looking like that? And we'll post that. You need to go put some clothes on, boo-boo. Now, how many times, okay, and how many rooms or chat rooms or whatever you've been in, where a motherfucking dude then posted a dick pic and another dude, hey, man, your dick ain't big at all. Yeah, you don't see shit like that. You don't see that.
Stupid. I've never seen that. You know what I'm saying? What you're talking about until that one incident. But other than that, I mean, you know, everybody always kept it ground. You're supposed to ignore them and keep going or get rid of their ass.
I'm just saying, how the hell? But then the first thing everybody want to holler is they grown. I'm grown. Well, I mean, I think, like, with us, with Sin City, we are a bunch of jackasses. But it's a maturity level to this. Nobody gets offended. Nobody, I mean, if a motherfucker hits you with a sound bite, don't nobody get mad about it. I mean, okay, you got me. You know, you have motherfuckers, right, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get mad over petty shit. But then we supposed to be grown.
Right. That's
I'm
true.
Not understanding that.
I hate to agree with you, but that's true.
I mean, we
can't speak up on it because we don't do it. So, I mean, shit. I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Now, my thing, okay, Janine. You told me you've encountered quite a few jealous women in your day. What is the biggest thing? The biggest thing that just makes, I mean, like, you know, I mean, you got to look at, like, do you ever ask yourself, well, what the fuck are they mad about?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know why they be mad.
Tell me shit.
And your man tried to fuck me, shit. I know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, what it is, but don't get mad at me. You need to talk to him. Right. I ain't forcing nobody to do nothing.
And I don't know why women come after other. I mean, if she's just outright disrespecting you and things like that, then that's different. But she fucking your man because your man want to fuck her.
That's right. He ain't fucking himself. She ain't raping him.
And then it's what? You want me to respect your marriage? You need to tell your man to respect your marriage or your relationship. How does that make sense?
I know, because I've seen couple in groups and that be the most funniest shit. I'll be they together.
You mean that's not one of the reasons we got divorced? Because I agree with you 100%.
Because people always say, you know, I've had some people ask me that question, like, you know, what if another woman came to your house or something? I'm going to beat the shit out that bitch.
Right.
That's what she's looking for.
Give her just what she came for. Hurt.
Woman coming in your house.
But
you like, because she feel like I'm sleeping with her man or whatever she feel like going on.
I didn't disrespect you and come to your house, but you're not going to disrespect me and come to my house. So when at the end of the day, just because people feel like I've done something wrong, don't mean I'm just going to sit back and let you whoop my ass. That's not going to happen.
And see, that's what I'm saying. For the most part, I'm not saying it. You got to really, I don't know too many dudes that's like, okay, I'm finna go whoop dude ass. I mean, not just walk. I mean, he's going to make up another excuse to whoop his ass. But he's not just going to walk up and be like, hey, you fucking my woman? I'm finna fight you right now. No, that just, I mean, all right, fellas, I mean, do y'all know any guys that would do that?
Shit, I do, but I ain't going to go there. But,
I don't. I said, nigga, he going to lie and say that nigga did something else before you, and we whoop his ass.
Exactly, exactly. You know, the motherfucker going to be like, hey, that motherfucker did. That motherfucker, hey, that motherfucker swung
but
on me the other day.
But the streets know, so it don't even matter. Shit, what do you say?
What if that nigga did do something else, though? So
you
still cuffing your ass.
But I know, though, I was in a group before, and I was in there with my dude, and somebody posted a picture. And he thought it was me. Oh, my God, he wanted to kill everybody. I'm like, bitch, that ain't even me. Why you talking? They like, that's a whole white girl, and I ain't hardly white. And I say, yeah, let me get up out of here. I ain't got time for that. So me, in my opinion, don't be in a group with your boo. Straight up. I'm talking about we ain't ready to kill that because
I don't get that, y'all. You know, I got enough confidence that I'm throwing the dick down that my bitch ain't leaving. So my bitch can go out there and take pictures and kick it with motherfuckers because it makes me look good because she's so good that niggas want to be around her.
Mm-hmm. Everybody ain't got that confidence, though, honey.
I don't get that, man. Now, if I catch you doing some dirty shit, then I'm going to break your motherfucking neck. That's different.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I bunch of Ike Turners on this motherfucker, though.
Goddamn right.
Shit.
You going to eat that cake, anime.
That's why I'm so single. That's why I'm single like a dollar bill. Niggas is crazy.
Me too. I call myself a freelancer.
But the thing was, when we was in the group, I mean, I'm like 50 bitches and threw up his, you know, little thing pic, and I felt the same way you was. Like, shit, it ain't nothing but a picture. I get that whenever I want it, you know, but shit. As soon as the mother thought that was me, I'm like, and no panties is way too little. The fuck, there ain't me.
No, the panties is way too little.
Little ass booty girl. I'm like, no, I me. All these things was red ass, and he was drinking. There's a stem from there. They're like, man, that ain't even her. You know, but, you know, I deleted myself. I'm like 7 weeks yesterday because it was just too much going on. I was on a Christian group and got to uploading dick pics, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in the wrong fucking group. So I said, let me go to my
group. Oh, she done went to a Christian, went to a Christian group and then turned everybody out.
Jesus Christ.
I'm deleting that shit.
Me with this tonight.
right. Shit, I'm close to hell, shit.
Please allow a motherfucker with this dick to come to my door tonight, please.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute, I was actually going back to work. You said a Christian group?
Look at the young county groups, yeah.
Wait a minute, you said we all going to hell, y'all.
Y'all going to hell. I deleted myself. I deleted myself.
I see you motherfuckers downstairs, man.
I said good morning, Sin City, and that wasn't the right group.
What you show them?
Oh my God, it was like the biggest, wackest thing I ever seen. And I hurried up and deleted myself when I seen somebody say, praise the Lord.
Hey, then they come see you and try to throw no holy water on you or nothing.
No, they can't do shit.
No, they tried to fuck her. That's what they tried to do, shit.
Oh, what they popping on your picture? What they comment on your
picture? Yeah, what they
still
saying? Yeah.
They were just saying, they said, this is disrespectful. It's not that type of group. And I'm like, damn, this is, you know what I'm saying? This is the page. I said, oh, stop. Oh, let me get out of here. I deleted all the little Christians off my page.
That's fucked up. That is fucked up.
And that's like the third time I did that, so I'm like, God, dude, I did it in
the
fun.
With a pussy shot. Like, good morning with a pussy shot. They was like, oh, no, right. no, we can't have this motherfucker over here.
Right, because I did it before beside a parent, a mommy room and shit. This is like, turn up. And I'm like, no, there's something just like I'm meant to do. I'm sorry. This is supposed to be an empty big room. Y'all tripping. So,
they
was.
Oh, fucking talking about, yes, sister. Yes. Yes, Sister Ballard. Yeah, we got Sister Ballard in here now.
Oh, Lord,
my pearl. Come on, pearl. But, hey, Selena, I bet you they went back and looked one more time. Wait a minute. Don't delete it just yet. We're going to let everybody know what Sister Ballard did.
You know that quick screenshot. You know, it's like 2 seconds to screenshot a mug.
No, she don't have no comment that they gonna be sneaking on Sin City. That's what they gonna be doing.
I feel bad.
Look, we already didn't. Look, we had a preacher harass us for a whole year. Shit.
Also, you know what? Not to get off too much of the subject, but Janine, I brought it to Cav's attention that, like, we're like the original first people that's been on his show. Ain't it so, Cav?
Yeah, you are. Y'all are.
You going to give us some free Sin City shit. Dick, ain't you, Cav?
You got to talk to Bob. Sorry.
Sin City.
They feel like they least deserve some T-shirts.
Hey, y'all, I've been knowing these motherfuckers for 30 years, and I ain't got nothing free from their ass, so y'all
ain't. You ain't getting nothing, motherfucker.
Don't have to do JJ either.
If y'all ain't,
right.
If y'all ain't fucking them.
You know what? Yeah, tell him one more time. I don't think he quite heard you.
You ain't got a JJ either, Nucka.
I said, if you ain't fucking, you ain't getting nothing free.
Shit. That would be nice,
come.
Though. I just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah.
You know what? We got you, man. We got you. We definitely got you.
I don't want no T-shirt. I want to give me a night at the
it's
hotel.
Your little man.
What about that's
our
free.
Show?
I'll take that too.
You think you want a night at the hotel, motherfucker? With a spa. Like 3 years
and a jacuzzi.
Free, right?
Wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, goddammit. We ain't making no money like that shit.
3 years strong, goddammit. Man, I need a jacuzzi massage.
Tom, I think they asking for a tad bit too much. What you think, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I ain't saying nothing.
You
supposed to have to like for that.
Tom will say, I ain't committing to shit.
Of course. Bogus.
Some wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry, my son.
When you get the room, call me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. Fucking Sin City.
Not show up. Not show up.
So what?
He gonna come with them damn Christians. Y'all know y'all wrong.
Throwing holy water and shit.
That's right. He called me. I come get on delivery. D.O.D.
I don't know about all that. Oh,
so
boy. Only in Sin City does shit like this happen.
Oh, Lord, I need a hairdo. Shit.
Y'all don't forget about Friday, though.
What's Friday? The extra show?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, check this out. Selena brought something to my attention. Now, you said July 31st, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, Selena throwing a little party at, Peace of Mind?
Uh-huh.
So, We figure shit. She gonna throw a party there. I mean, if anybody in the area, everybody come by, we can turn that into a Sin City meet and greet.
What area is that?
Indianapolis,
motherfucker. The area is Indianapolis.
We'll say check it out.
He said, what area is that? Like, he said, like.
Well, come on now.
We do travel and shit.
If you're willing to travel, come on down, bro.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Because truth be told, I ain't got no friends, so I'm counting on Sin City. So.
Where is it? You say in Indianapolis, where?
The Peace of Mind.
Pub. I'll be down there that weekend. That's my firm union
That's
weekend.
Yep. Come on down.
See, Wick, I mean, if you ain't busy, and if he, yeah, well, I don't know if he got room, maybe you catch a ride with him.
Yep. Yeah. Might be working down that way. Because I was asking where that's at.
And in Annapolis. Okay.
Hey, I might slide through that, man.
I mean, that would be what's up, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We could do a Sin City meet and greet. You know what I'm saying, Janine? You down with coming?
Oh, yes. I was at the last one.
Right. So that's what
I'm saying.
Y'all
had one before?
Wait a minute. Hold on, Janine. Let me get her. You know that motherfucking one that we were supposed to come pick your motherfucking ass up that you kept talking about that you couldn't get out?
You know how bad my damn kids is. I'm front. Can't leave them with anybody. With Drew. And, okay, okay. I remember that.
Yeah, Drew never was there.
Right, okay. I said, damn, that was a while ago. Quit bringing up old shit.
Okay. Niggas can fly.
Okay. I'll be there.
Man, the show kicking me off.
Man, I think that'll be a good thing to do, man. You know what I'm saying? You'll be down this way. I mean, you'll be what? You ain't nothing but an hour and a half out?
Yep.
See, not even there because I'm staying in Maryville.
Well, that's 30 minutes away.
So that's about 10 minutes away.
Hey, if that works for me, y'all just let it go.
That works for me.
Right. If that works for me, we just going to let that go. But, yeah, man, I think that would be a good idea, man. I think, you know, hey. This Sin City thing on and popping, baby.
What time y'all talking?
Selena.
No, old man goes to bed early.
Oh, man.
All right, look like she drops.
Well, I mean, they usually jump off about what? What'd you say, Janine? About 10:30,
11? Yeah. Yep. It was a lot of people, but of course we want to get there. Somebody will probably want to get there a little bit early so we can get a table.
Right. Get a table, man. Kick back. Have some fun. Mm-hmm. Is Drew still on here?
No, he dropped off too.
Wow. Okay. Well, I say, you know, we get it together, man. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, I'm right down there, man. I ain't tripping.
This is which weekend? You know, I got a lot of stuff coming up these next few weekends. I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm popular.
Okay.
What?
All I said was okay.
It'd be weekend
the
after
weekend
next.
Of the, yeah, July 31st.
I should be out right.
I said, man, that'd be cool, man. Everybody kick it. Go out, have some drinks, have a little fun, man. You know? Get this Sin City thing going to popping.
Yeah, I'll ride up there, man. I ain't got shit to do.
Right, because you're going to wind up arguing with somebody anyway. You always do. Be a nice getaway for you.
Yeah, I will. Shit, I ain't tripping.
That's what's up, shit. You got a party going on then.
It's at a club or a bar?
It's like a bar.
All right. Oh, that's okay.
I could send my cousin to be the designated table getter.
Who you riding with, Father? I'll go with you out there.
Oh, I got the whole family with me, man.
It's my family
reunion, dog.
Oh, okay.
Plus, we ain't coming straight back. We going to Florida from Gary.
Oh, how nice.
God damn, that boy, look at that boy. Big shot calling, motherfucker.
No, man, we got to drop one of the girls off of college, man. She's going to Spelman, so we got to drop her off.
Oh, okay.
So Spelman's we just doing it all in one trip. No, it's in Georgia.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you cleared that up for me. I'm sure sitting here thinking like Spelman ain't in no damn Florida.
And then y'all go to Florida too?
Yeah. We doing Disney World, so.
That boy got paid for.
So y'all dropping her off first?
No. We doing Disney World first, then we dropping her off and go back to the show.
Oh, okay. Because I know she like, wait a minute.
I'm going to
this
world.
This is bullshit.
And drop
me off at school and shit.
Hey, I can hear it now. Nah, motherfucker. Y'all gonna cut me in and cut it out. Shit. Oh, what the fuck he thought? He thought he could just drop me off and then go to Disney World? I think not. I ain't gonna lie, dog. I would have gave it the old college try. Well, hey, all right, baby. You do good. We see you next round. Oh no, motherfucker. All right, brother, check this out. I'm getting my ensembles ready. What I need to bring down that, man? We going out? What we going to do?
I'll be over there Saturday. I got to work Saturday, dude. So.
I mean, if you want to, we can get a couple of little spots downtown if you want. So
all
you might
right,
want to...
Well,
you might want to bring, you know, a little something, a little dressy, because, you know,
the attire.
Where are you going? The brothers bring some shoes.
No,
what
man.
Kind of shoes?
We go. It'll probably be the W, man.
Oh, still bring some shoes. They trip sometimes,
yeah.
So you better have.
You can't get in there with no gym shoes on.
They're
not letting you in there.
Do they still have the clubs in the mall?
Shoes.
Or is that for young kids?
No. Which mall are you talking about?
Mall of America. She talking about, what was that motherfucker? I ain't been up there for a minute.
I don't think it's no club in the mall no more.
Well, they got some up there. I know they got a bowling alley and everything else up there. I think they got the club back up there.
I don't know. I don't fuck with the mall, so. I ain't been there bitch in years.
I think it's 10 to 2 or 10 to 3 when it opens up. Some shit. I checked, though.
Yeah, just bring you at least a pair of shoes and one little outfit, dog. If we hit the W. If not, we just go up to, we can roll up to Brunswick. Shoot some pools. chill at the, you know, they got a little bar up in there. So either or, don't matter to me. I know the W's, it's a little upscale, I want to call it. You know, you got a lot of snotty assholes up in there.
He want to go to Digitown or downtown Minneapolis.
The W is downtown.
Take us on out, man. Take us out.
You got to go to the gay bar.
No, the fuck you don't.
We can do that. We road to the gay. Hey, dog.
You got
to go, man.
The gay 90.
Even though it's a gay club. 90.
You got to go.
Even though it's gay, man, they play good ass music. And they got the best drinks. They got the strongest drinks in Minnesota.
I wonder why.
Cash. It'd be bitches in there, dude.
I'm sure it is.
Matt, not the ones that just looking for gay bitches. It'd be bitches in that motherfucker. I thought it was like that too, dude, for real. Because it's called the Gay 90.
It's more straight than gay now, man.
Yeah.
So they whole clientele changed.
You can go there, Sticky Tea. We can hit the movie bar down there. Anything downtown, you can hit all that shit.
Look here, last nudie bar y'all took me to, we couldn't even drink regular beer.
Yo, last
nudie bar. No, I'm not going to no strip club, man. I'm not doing no strip club. Fuck booty, that shit.
The last nudie bar they took you to. Mm-hmm. I took you to a good one. The last one I took you to was off the chain. So blame me on that nudie bar. That was Father Time and his nigga.
Wait a minute, what last nudie bar you took me to?
the Marie's Club in Ohio, nigga.
Dude, you took us to a garage.
And you said you
and
didn't
left
have
us. Hell no, we didn't have fun. You left us.
Oh, wow.
You left us in a garage with motherfuckers we ain't never seen a day in our life to go smoke.
No, what are you talking? You talking about when I was in? I'm talking about when you was in Ohio.
That's what I'm talking about. That big ass garage. Look back.
Man,
Wick was gone.
And you didn't have no fun there, huh?
No, I didn't. Hell no, I didn't.
All right, on that note, Janine, you got any last words?
Hey, I know I ain't had no damn fun. See, then we got into it, so we got out the club.
I guess fishing O-head fun, you did, dog.
Okay, you say so.
It was good talking with y'all, of course. I'll be on here Friday at the same time.
Yeah, I guess. Same time.
Yeah.
Might as well run same time.
All right.
All right, Wick, you got any last words, man?
Great show, fella. Always enjoy it, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Make sure you put the right nails in the stage and shit. Motherfucker gonna be falling. All right, man. Take us out, dog.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody listening to the internet. SanCityRadioShow.com coming soon. All right, y'all. I'll be in Minnesota, even though, you know, I just thought about it, man. This motherfucker, he better go to motherfucking Disney World. And all this shit, and the motherfucker bringing me that coach. Boy, old cheap ass nigga.
have a good night, everybody.